Start it. Zombie on the track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the
Today we're going to be covering a couple of things. Xbox One versus PS4, some NSA problems.
I just want to say that I'm very mad that the Spurs lost.
That was very depressing.
Oh yeah, we're this is a fresh podcast, fresh after LeBron's dominant repeat.
Me and Nathan are a little on edge right now.
Yeah, super salty because they should have won it last night.
We almost got a fist fight before we started the podcast.
If it wasn't for Ray Allen's foul last night, I feel like they would have clinched it.
I would make out with LeBron James for free, just saying.
Oh, I would too.
You can't blame the whole 7-game series on one foul.
No. I feel like they would have won. They would have clinched the finals.
But they would have won last night.
Because I mean, if you watch that foul, Ray Allen punched Ginobili in the face. He's like,
well, I kind of want to punch Ginobili in the face after I just watched him.
Okay, well, yeah, that was an embarrassment. It really was.
Well, I mean, congrats, Heat fans. I guess congrats, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, screw
bandwagon.
You.
No, I'm just
kidding. Brian's like driving the bandwagon.
Next year, the Pacers are really good and go to the finals. You see Brian with the Pacers hat on. He's like, no. I've liked, I don't even know any Pacers.
If LeBron wanted to play for Iran in the Olympics, I'd wear an Iran flag. I'm just saying.
He should play for Iran because they're downloading our podcast.
Yeah, go Iran.
Then they could be our fans. We could be his fans. It could be
just
like one big fan.
We have to shoot out to the UK too.
He'd be blowing up in the Olympics.
Well, yeah, we've had two consistent downloads from the UK. So some chip somewhere is loving our chip. Shit. I don't know. I mean, shout out to you.
Yeah, Timmy Top Timmer. Top yeah. Timmer 2.
Top of the morning or whatever you guys say. I mean, top of
isn't the morning, that Australia? Like
yeah.
That's, well, top of the morning is Irish, and I said it in a British accent, so I don't know.
We're all wrong.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We should have some questions to read. That'd be funny, but we're just going to kind of
make
stuff
pretend
up.
That we have fans now and come up with our own.
Yeah, that's what blows my mind, too, is we have almost 600 downloads and no emails. Like,
no, we've had a couple emails, but
thanks,
just
Mom.
None that are noteworthy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are just like stupid, like, my mom made me flush the toilet when I went to the bathroom. What should I do?
Like, flush the toilet? You're a grown fucking person.
Yeah, I mean, what? I feel like, I don't know, we need some that are actually good, some that are... That thing I posted on Reddit earlier, people just got mad at me.
Like, did they really?
Yeah, why would you post something about white? Like, why people gotta be different than black people? It's like, oh my God.
Have you
God.
Seen the world?
I don't think you completely understand what the whole... I don't think that, not you, but the people who are, like, raging over it, I don't think they understand what we're trying to get with it. It's a joke.
Yeah.
As in white people problems, like, no matter what race you are, you can comment on it. It's not, we're not trying to be like, oh yeah, we're superior and
yeah,
flag waving.
Right. Alright, well, I guess we'll start with...
We love all people. Just thought we'd bring that
all
up.
All colors, everything. All of you.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you download. If you don't download, I don't know if I like you or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't download.
As long as you download us, you can be whatever you want to be. Be a transsexual...
Nazi?
Transsexual
yeah.
Heat fan. Wait a minute.
Wait, that's Brian.
Oh, boy.
All right. So
I guess we'll start with Xbox One.
Yeah, Xbox One. That was kind of weird how they just, like, did a complete 180.
Weird, but I just want to say, I told you so.
Well, okay. Everybody
they
knew they
to.
Were going
to
do that. Xbox
I told
One.
You. That's what I told you. You guys are like, now that won't.
By the way, this is the nerd portion of the show, so if you're a hot girl out there, because you probably are, since you download our show, just fast forward, like, 5 minutes.
Well, probably more than 5 minutes, because once we get on video games...
Yeah, we're not going to stop. We're nerds.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I'm very excited now, because, although now I have
why'd
a reason...
Why'd they do it to begin with, though?
Because they were money-hungry, and then, like I said, they realized...
No, they were getting killed by PS4 in the,
yeah, no,
in
they,
the news.
No,
no but they should have realized before it even started
oh,
that
yeah,
they
yeah.
were
yeah,
going
to
get
but they
fucked.
Were trying. They were money-hungry. And they were trying to get as much money as they could, saying, okay, you have to buy Xbox Live, all this other stuff. And they realized, by being money hungry, we're just going to lose money.
I still honestly think PS4 is the better deal.
Agree.
Yeah.
It's
$100 cheaper.
$100 yeah. cheaper, and it's only $5 a month instead of
$15. I think a big reason
well, it's
that...
$5 a month sorry,
for PS4, yeah.
Well, because the Xbox has a Kinect with it. I think that's why it's $100 more.
Well, PS4 yeah, but you, I'm never going to use Kinect. I don't want
you
Kinect.
You ever played a game on Kinect, first of all?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Okay, Brian... I honestly, when I'm watching porn on my Xbox, don't want it to be like...
You want to interact
yeah,
and smack
me,
a prostitute?
Telling me my cardio is I'm fapping it and telling me how much
tell me my cardio.
How much stress I'm having in my right
that's
arm.
Two fap references in 7 minutes.
Hard to, you're torquing too hard to the left there, bucko.
Like randomly, you have like Pornhub up and it randomly like pops up like a little like Xbox
yeah,
avatar
you know
face.
How you can do that thing with your hands like open it up?
Yeah.
It just like keeps like opening and closing my hands open down.
Oh, no.
I feel like for the first, like, however many months they've announced this, Xbox has been, like, PS4 has been kind of like that grandma that, like, always has those fresh baked cookies. Like, everything you hear about PS4 is good. Like, those fresh cookies are just fun to be with, and, like,
Xbox... You said fresh cookies twice.
It doesn't matter.
I was continuing a thought, but Kyle's really smart. And I feel like Xbox One's, like, that grumpy, like, drunk grandpa that, like, beats kids, and just, like, everything I hear about Xbox is negative, so I feel like they had to do this to, like, even keep up with Sony.
Going back to that grandpa story, was he also the grandpa that said, like, I have some change in my pocket after you, like, cut the grass for him, and you put your hand in his pocket.
Yeah, jiggle your hand in there.
And realize there's a hole in his dicks in there. Grandpa! He's like, gotcha.
Dirty Microsoft.
I'm pretty glad that they switched it, though, because now, like...
I'm still going to buy a PS4 first.
Oh, yeah, I already have my PS4 reserved, but I think now that I don't have an excuse to not buy one. So now I won't feel guilty.
They definitely bridged the gap a little bit.
Yeah, because now I can get it and buy Rise, Fall of Rome, or Son of Rome, and
that looks Forza.
Because PS4 is not going to have an exclusive racing game, I don't think.
Driver's Club.
But that's like a download, isn't it?
It's a legit game, but it's free if you have PlayStation Plus.
Oh, well.
That's how they're going to get you to get PlayStation Plus.
Well, isn't I'm kind of not really understanding the PlayStation Plus thing, isn't it? $5 a month and then $50 a year?
No, that's how much is going to be total a year. Because it's like $5.95 or something like
that. So it's kind of like now with Xbox Live, you can either pay $10 a month or $60 a year.
Yeah, you can. There's two different options.
But now instead of
you can do Xbox it all right being, now, or you can do it month to month and just kind of.
But Xbox is going to be $15 a month now. That's outrageous. And their like excuse for it is like, oh, you'll be getting two free games. Have you not seen PlayStation Plus? I pay $20 for 3 or 4 months. And I get, like, 2 or 3 full free games a month. Like, I feel like Xbox is going down the horrible path.
I mean, they kind of turned around. Just today and yesterday. But...
Oh, that's smart.
Obviously.
It would definitely be interesting to see, like, what happens when they're both released. Like, who gets a big head start? Because PS3 definitely sucked compared to 360 as far as, like, the sales.
No, they're...
Starting out. Got annihilated because it was like $200 more.
But PS4 now, they passed Xbox 360 in sales.
PS3.
PS3 passed Xbox 360 in sales,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they did it a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's because
of those Japs. They don't play Xbox over there. They literally don't buy Xbox over there. It's all Sony.
Obviously.
It's their home country.
Yeah. Because we're Americans, we have open minds.
So we've offended Japs and Iranians. All right, good.
Irans.
Well, I don't even know how to say their...
We sound southern.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't help if you're calling them Japs, first of all.
I feel like he's like the grandpa of World War II.
Well, I'm the grumpy grandpa, yeah. Find a hole in my pocket. We just lost 100 viewers.
Yeah.
Don't pause it.
I'm not pausing it.
All right, well, enough about the...
Here's I think we beat that in the ground. Oh, I mean, one thing. I'm very excited for FIFA, though.
Yeah, because you're really good.
Stop.
I know, you're so creative. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat. Patrick. How's it going?
Hi, Patrick.
You're not creative, bro.
You're really, really good.
You're so creative. What's it like not doing a podcast and making music? You said we'd never make it in life. That's why I have a podcast.
Yeah, it's a very successful one.
Yeah, that was my depressing
one. We think.
No, we know. All right, next question. NSA problems.
Next topic.
Okay, I don't care. Next topic. NSA problems.
I don't really know what NSA is.
It means National Security of Assholes. So,
it's the National Security Agency, and they're spying on us right now.
Bro.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
I feel like that one...
Bombs and terrorist attacks, bro.
What's his name? Like, Alex something on the internet. Infowars.com.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, the, like, asshole who just, like, screams shit into a mic for, like,
he actually said that the government created the Oklahoma tornado. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I know
that,
he
like,
did.
We could control weather
patterns. I have to listen to it.
Why?
What a good astroline. Okay, but staying on topic, I just think it's hilarious how all these people are, like, having these things in their heads, like, oh, what if I have my phone laying down on my coffee table as I'm having sex with my wife?
Brian.
Stop.
Yeah. Brian had sex with his wife.
Okay. Yeah, because I get so many girls.
Yeah.
But,
okay, let's not start down this path.
Yeah, this is... Start crying and drinking whiskey in the corner.
I just don't understand, like, how stupid can you be to honestly think someone is just... What makes you so important in life to where someone just wants to listen to you all day? Like, yeah, they're listening to me when I'm jacking off in the car on my way to work.
I think this is one of those things that were like, the less the American public knows about the government, the better. Like, because they're protecting us, quote unquote. I mean,
They've been protecting us.
Kind of like you don't want to see how, like, sausage is made. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
I've seen how sausage is made.
Yeah, it's
That's because you love disgusting. Sausage.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Here's a tip for you guys.
Hot dogs are disgusting.
More people are killed with guns shot by toddlers than terrorist attacks in the U.S.
Are you defending terrorists?
Fact. No, I'm not defending them. I'm saying it's because of the NSA is why this happens. Because we're able to stop shit earlier. Because how many people died at the Boston bombing? Like 4? I think 7 people were killed by toddlers with guns. So if anything...
Where did you get this toddler stat from?
Sexy Phil. If anything, we need to kill toddlers.
Outlaw toddlers.
Outlaw toddlers. I think the NSA is going down the wrong path. They're like, oh, let's check cell phones. No, what we need to do
is to every Toys R Us you can and just rig it and listen to what they're doing. They're all plotting something.
Yeah. I knew Rugrats was made by the devil. Yeah,
or just make people lock their guns up so their toddlers can't get to them.
Okay, first off, a toddler's like, what, 1 foot, 2 feet tall? How the heck did it get, like, a 6 revolver? He's like, hey, let's go, bah!
Hit your chest pretty hard, actually.
Yeah, it really hurt. It really did. Who leaves a gun low? Like, a dad is like, come home from ganging and keep his gun on the ground? He's like, oh, I'll pick it up later after I'm done pooping and...
Watch my piece for me.
Taking hits off that crack pipe.
Baby just crawls in there and picks it up and just goes ham status. Kills everybody in his family.
But, he's got the best aim.
Where is this going? We're all over the place.
Doesn't matter.
I love how we're talking about babies killing people.
Yeah, we went from NSA to the Rugrats being the devil.
I mean, I have no idea. Like, and I don't know. And I hate how everyone keeps complaining, like, oh, they kept it hidden from us. Could you imagine how much people would have rioted if they're like, hey, we're going to be able to get everything off of your phone. You should just know by now that the government controls everything. Like, they could literally walk into your house and be like, oh, we have a warrant to punch you in the face and kill your cat, and you could do nothing about it. How are you going to...
I don't think it works like that.
Okay, it's the government. Obama, how many things has he done so far? Like, what is that law that he, or that paper he can sign where he's allowed to, like...
Martial law.
Hasn't he had, like, more than, like, all the presidents combined or something like that?
He's never declared martial law.
Okay, what are you talking
about? We're talking about two totally different things. There's, bill he can write off, and he's allowed to, like, overlook the
martial
Senate
law
or something. Okay, you guys are on crack. There's something else. There's something else he's done where he's done it more than all the other presidents combined. Yeah, I just feel there's no need for people to get all up in arms about this stupid topic.
As long as you're not Googling how to blow up the White House, I think you should be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Don't be stupid.
I mean, yeah, we're never going to see effects from it.
Okay.
It's kind of like
and
the
if,
whole...
If your dad works at the NSA and you're a slutty daughter, you're fucked. He knows what you're doing. That's about it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome?
To fine. Be the dad? No, yeah. I don't want to know how slutty my daughter is.
Just fine things.
So you're hanging out with Jake tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are doing?
I saw Jake's pretty hung.
Pretty hung. That'd be creepy. Just sitting at dinner, your dad just like pulls up a slideshow of your boyfriend's dick.
No, what would you? He's like, oh yeah, yeah. He reminds
like
me much.
There.
He reminds me a lot of myself, man.
But man,
man, yeah. Now we're calling little
yeah,
Susie a man.
Halfway down my thigh too, soft. as he's like stirring mashed potatoes, staring his daughter in the eyes.
How do we always get at this?
We need a tranquilizer gun for Nathan to get on these tangents.
We always end up in these dark crevices of comedy. Like, daughters being...
Toddlers killing people.
Being eye-raped by their fathers, and toddlers being murdered for plotting against their families. Like, how...
Maybe they shouldn't kill their family. It doesn't matter.
Well, that wraps up our first ever current events section. Give us some feedback on that. Let us know how we did. It was definitely... fun trying it out, but now we're going to get back to our specialty, answering questions from retards. Our first question comes in from Jeanette. She says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 months. Well, he hates my ex, and the other night at the theater, I accidentally called him my ex's name. So embarrassing. Now he's really angry at me. What do I do?
Nothing.
Tell him to get over it?
Yeah,
I mean,
why did you call him your ex's name? I feel like that's something that's like really easy not to do because you know he hates him, first off. And second of all, I mean, if they had similar
similar names, like Steve and Steven.
I mean, Steve and Steven, that is the same name. It's all similar names.
Well, it's like Nathan and
like Nathaniel. John and Johnny?
Yeah. Like, if his name is, like, Rick, and then your ex-boyfriend's name is, like, Chanel.
Chanel?
You call him Chanel, then you probably have a problem.
Yeah. Just if you called him Steve, just say you thought that the actor in the movie's name was Steve. It's, I don't know. You could cover that up easily.
No, what you need to do is, seeing how he's mad at you, just go home what? And...
Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the guy in the movie.
No, like... I was talking to the screen. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying.
I want him to respond back to me through a retweet.
I was telling him to tweet me.
What you need to do is just take him home
and
blow his dick. Out of percussion.
You can cut this out if you want, but you know how we always talk about how hashtagging on Facebook and stuff? You know Facebook has hashtags now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we already talked about that before.
On here?
I don't think so.
No, we talked about it, like, but it was funny, though, because it was like...
Yeah, they added it, like, right as we did.
I know.
I dropped that one episode, and it's just like,
literally,
hey,
like
Facebook
that,
and hashtag.
Probably, like,
that week they did it, I swear.
All right.
Zuckerberg's our boy. All right, anyway, Jeanette.
It's a burp there.
I mean, if I was your boyfriend, I'd be pretty pissed. Just because, I mean...
Well, what boyfriend doesn't hate their girlfriend's ex? Like,
yeah,
they're always gonna think their dick's bigger.
Yeah, he's not
more
gonna,
attractive.
I mean, you can't expect him to be like, "Oh, well, that's totally fine that you called me. You're totally thinking of your ex-boyfriend. Like, I'm really happy. Let's go home and have sex."
Well, my boyfriend was playing golf with my ex. I said, "No, I'm just kidding."
Although, let's look at the bright side of the situation. At least you didn't say it during sex.
Oh my god, that'd be awful. If you're just, like, going straight hand... Like, when you're, like...
Yeah, he thinks he's, like, bossing out.
No, wait, hold on. What if you're doing, like, your normal routine, and it's, like, boring, old, whatever, and then she's like, "Oh, Nick, yeah." And then you start, like, going real good, and then she's like, "Oh, John!"
Yeah, she's
like... the one time
she
asks...
Anytime she orgasms, she says his name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a habit, I'm sorry.
Like, every time you guys have sex for, like, 6 months, it's like, she says your name, and then the one time she, like, randomly, like, she's, like, really horny and has an orgasm, she says his name. It would be, like, the most demeaning thing in the world.
I'm just used to John making me come so fast. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's really, really weird.
He just makes me really horny.
We can work around it, I promise. Were you saying the name John?
Who's John? You know a John?
Cut grass for him today, remember?
There's a lot of people named John.
Well, what if it's this John?
Conundrum. John is probably the most common name in the world. It's not, like...
Yeah. How dare you say John Smith on the air? I know a John Smith.
John Smith out there is offended.
Yeah.
Don't
say John Smith on our podcast.
Wow.
He's one and only.
Yeah, he's the one and only fucking John Smith.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Jeanette, but yeah, he needs to get over it and yell his name when he makes you come next time.
Yeah, just make sure you make
a
point of it.
Let's all give a piece of our minds to this. I think to make up for it, you need to go home and just rock his world with...
I think she should be rocking his world anyway.
While saying his name over and over and over.
Yeah.
As much as obnoxiously as much as he can.
Guys are easy to please.
Just trick him.
Yeah.
Go home, make him some mac and cheese, and give him a beer, and then give him a rub and tug under the table. I'm pretty sure he'll...
Rub and tug.
A rub and tug.
I'm pretty sure no matter how bad a girlfriend screws up, as long as it's not cheating, they could just go home and be like, "Hey, I'll fuck you later." And be like, "All right, I'll get over it."
I know. Yeah, it doesn't...
Girls are a little more difficult than that.
Don't overthink the situation. Just, if you just give him what he wants, he'll be fine. As terrible as that is, and as bad as that makes guys sound...
It's the truth.
It's fact. I'm not.
I'm a perfectly good gentleman.
Stop. All you did was accidentally say your ex's name. I mean, that could be perfectly explainable. Maybe you guys were together for 4 years, and you and this dude have only been together for 5 months. I mean, there comes a point when you're just so used to saying, like, "Oh, Steve," or "Oh, Billy," that you just, like, it slips out. I mean, that's pretty understandable.
Okay, well, going
that
to...
Was, a random, was that a cat noise? What was that?
Bob golfing. The next question we have is from...
So wait, I got cut off.
No, I mean, I wasn't necessarily... I was saying just kind of like, we've been talking about this for a while. I didn't say stop talking. Like, it was good. I liked what you were saying. It was just...
Okay. You didn't get cut off. You actually finished
it. Literally 3 minutes ago, we were like, "All right, Jeanette, yeah, we just thank you." And then we're still talking about it. Like, I just don't want to bore him.
All right.
I didn't mean to be like...
So our next question comes from Wolfman. That's a sick name for this question.
Is it Wolfman? It
doesn't matter what question this is, it's awesome.
His actual, yeah, his, I don't know if it's his last name. I hope it's his last name, because that's a sick last name.
His last name's not Wolfman, I can guarantee you that.
What if it's Nathaniel Wolfman?
Wait,
what
conundrum, beast? Conundrum. What if this is Jeanette's boyfriend, and he thinks her vagina smells?
Uh-oh.
Wait, I just gave away.
And their sex is really bad.
Yeah, she's screaming out the wrong name, and he's like
he's barfing.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah, spoiler alert. The question is, smells. How do you tell a girl that her vagina smells?
This is the email caption we got. Imagine our surprise.
Yeah, the question is, I've been seeing this girl for a while now. Not dating, really, just fuck buddies. She's a very clean person, though. Don't get me wrong, but her vagina emits a highly unpleasant odor that you can smell from upstairs all the way to downstairs. I've seen her clean herself, and as soon as we go to lay down and start getting freaky, she starts smelling again. So I'm thinking it's her personal lubricant smelling. I don't know how to tell her about it without her getting offended. Any suggestions?
Wait,
that's really awful.
I feel like this is Doug.
Are you actually telling me that was the email caption? So you're scrolling through your emails, it's just like, electric bill due, like, Miami Heat won the championship, my girlfriend's vagina smells. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, I know, it's pretty awesome.
I feel like this is Doug with one of his fuck buddies. You guys remember Doug?
Oh, yeah.
This is karma.
In the middle of his foursome,
he was rubbing it in that he has all these fuck buddies, and now one of their vagina smells. And
I think you're just gonna have to deal with it. Like, you can't just, like, what are you gonna do? Like, spray Febreze on her vagina when she's not looking?
One thing I find very, very awkward is I've seen her clean herself. So you just, like, sitting there watching her clean her vagina.
Yeah, douche that vagina.
Yeah, like, get in there real nice and deep, like, finger in his belly button.
What you need to do is say that doggy style is in, and then, like, as she's looking away, just, like, axe that bitch up.
Just tell her that there's this new bondage you saw on TV where gas masks are involved. Rock that out for a little
bit. What you do is have to put a bar of soap on her chest.
poor Doug. Oh, wait, this isn't even Doug. This is Wolfman.
Wolfman. Doug Wolfman.
Wolfman, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what you would say. Like, anything, you can't say, like, I want to know what I'm going to do without offending her. You're always going...
Yeah, have they ever... I'm assuming they've never discussed this, so it would hurt her feelings immensely if you ever mentioned it.
Could you
it.
Imagine, like, someone, like, walking up to you and be like, hey, Nathan, yeah, last week when we were having sex, I kind of realized that your dick smells like cheese.
Your dick smells like
I'm like,
cheese.
Like good cheese? No, like feta cheese. And it looks like it, too. It's goopy and...
There's your word again.
Yeah, well, yeah. Key word.
I feel like you should just hashtag goopy for everything and I would laugh.
Yeah. It was a very tough situation.
Yeah, so basically you're just screwed because there's nothing you
really
can do.
If you don't love
it. It really just depends what the smell is, too. What if this guy's just freaking about the normal smell? What if he just thinks
none of us know what that is. We Googled it and it says fish.
This is what vagina smells like, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe this guy's, like, not very experienced or...
He says he's got fuck buddies, or it's his fuck buddy.
Everybody has their first fuck buddy.
Then he needs to move on. If he doesn't care about her, get over the smelly pussy.
Yeah, I don't really, yeah. It's not like it's like your wife of 30 years and all of a sudden her vagina smells. It's like, okay, so I'm raw dogging this bitch on the side and her vagina just stinks. Okay, well,
Just deal with it. She's still having sex with you.
No, that's not what you
do. No, you don't deal with it if you don't care about it.
If it's that easy for you to get fucked by,
get rid of the rank pussy. All right.
I sound
like a rapper now.
Get rid of the rank pussy. Get that shit out of here with that rank ass pussy.
Is she ratchet? I want to know that.
Obviously.
She's salty, ratchet, goopy.
Salty.
Where is this going? Most vulgar podcast we've ever had.
Now. Yeah.
It's fine. These questions are awesome.
This is a pretty good question, but I don't even remember his question. I just remember smelling vagina. Is he want to know what, like...
He just wants to know what he can, like, do without offending her, which the question...
So basically, here's this guy's dilemma. He still wants to have sex with her.
Yes.
He doesn't care about her feelings.
It must be good, but not the smell.
He wants to tell her that her vagina smells, but he doesn't want her to not want to have sex with him.
So basically, he has feelings for her. Or he has to. Otherwise,
for him to take the time to write it and not have already kicked her to the curb.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like all
I mean, if it was just some girl that I didn't care about in her vagina.
Yeah, if all I know, like
a bag of dog shit, I would.
If I was hanging out with a girl and next thing I know, like we found out that we were in the spot to where we were only in it for the sex, and I like,
I would.
If it was just for the sex and life. It smelled, yeah, I would be like, I don't care. I don't have to do anything except pound that like filet mignon, but filet of fish. That's a better keyword. Filet of garbage, apparently. But
yeah, yeah, just man, deal with it. You got.
See, we didn't come up with an answer.
Yeah, why do you keep saying deal with it? Because we're saying don't deal with it, and now you're saying deal with it.
What do you mean by don't deal with it? Like, just
she's got a smelly vagina, and he doesn't really.
Yeah, it's not like I said, it's not like it's his wife, and her vagina smells a little bit. It's some random fuck buddy, and he can't stand the smell.
Okay, of then just leave. Plain and simple.
Leave during it.
Just leave during it.
Toss her an air freshener and walk out.
Yeah, what you need to do is just walk in with a bottle of, like, oh, you know those things you went at after prom, those baskets that always, like, have scents and stuff? And no. Oh, well, what you need to do is give her, like, an Easter basket. Easter basket full of, like,
okay, so next time he's in his high school study hall and he has the basket from after prom, he'll give her some. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
You should have finished your thought.
What?
You said, I'm just kidding, mid-sentence. It was going to be funny. What you were going to say was
funny. No, I already dropped the punchline, though.
Yeah, he like
the Jimmy punchline. Or Brian Paul is the only kid in the history of the world that drops a punchline at the beginning of the joke.
No, that Jimmy Carr does that, the comedian.
Kyle's really funny. No, yeah. The punchline. Anyway, now that we're boring our audience, I just think that if you don't care about this girl, you just got to move on from that vagina.
The smelly vagina.
I would hit
the smelly vagina of Wolfman.
This would be like a movie.
It's a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Nicholas Sparks.
Nick, are you kidding me?
The Notebook?
The author of the best movie ever.
The Notebook?
I love The Notebook. I don't care too. If you guys make fun of me.
At the end, I cry. A lot.
I'm gonna...
What? You're gonna what?
I just have like a realization that like my life is terrible. I'm gonna like die. And, like,
you were dying alone? That's why you haven't found love yet, Kyle. You haven't seen The Notebook.
Well,
just follow me, I'm Nathan sure that's why. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm an asshole and don't care about what people say.
Well, wait, if you watch The Notebook, it will change. Me and Brian were douchebags.
I wish Doug's girlfriend's vagina smelled like this lotion.
What's the flavor of the lotion so the people at home know?
As we're all fapping it together.
Davy's Gate.
Davy's Gate.
Davy's Gate.
That sounds like a pedophile lotion.
I gotta meet Davy, apparently.
What if that was her vagina's name? Davy's Gate. I want to get into Davy's Gate.
Davy's Gate sounds like something you'd like tell a little boy.
What?
Oh, then he's got to enter.
Oh, no.
He's got to enter Davy's Gate.
And just like that, we're in court.
Oh, the show is canceled.
Okay, well,
Mr. protesters Ryan. Standing outside already.
I know. Oh, I can see him with the pitchforks and fire.
And little Davy.
Little Davy in his gate.
All right.
Yeah, let's skip to the next question before I get thrown in jail. And
okay, no.
No jail.
Why not?
Jail talk is bad.
I've been in jail.
Maybe you haven't served jail time like me and Kyle have.
Yeah. That's all me and Nathan.
How many Kit Kat bars have you stolen, bro?
More cellmates.
That's how we became friends.
White people problems.
Yeah.
More white people problems. What'd you do in jail? I jaywalked.
I jaywalked.
I was totally going over, 10 over the speed limit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're down to our last question of the night.
Here we go.
It comes from Amanda. No, it comes from who?
Fender for Life.
Fender for Life. His question is, my girlfriend farted while we were kissing. Should I break up with her?
This is the worst question in the history of mankind.
This is stupid.
Why are we reading this?
It's sad, honestly.
We picked this question because we wanted to make fun of him.
You have a small dick. Should she cheat on you? Yes.
You're writing to a podcast that's got 600 downloads in the last week to find out if you should break up with your girlfriend because she farted. I fart all the time.
Well, hold on. This is what it says. Yesterday, my girlfriend and I were trick-or-treating with a couple of friends. First off, how old are you if you guys are still trick-or-treating with a couple of friends? Like,
I stopped trick-or-treating when I was like 8.
I
think
no
I
comment.
Yeah, but to say, I think I continued when I was like in 9th or 10th grade, but we like...
I'm like the world's most boring person.
We got candy, but then we also went like TPing.
This is turning into a counseling session for Kyle. He like has no heart and he has no fun.
Well, when we decided to head off on our own, aka...
Fucking the bushes.
Get freaky in them beaches.
What?
We started kissing.
Have you ever seen... Wait. Have you ever seen I Love You, Man?
Yes.
You know how Paul Rudd randomly says like words that make no sense? Yeah. That's Nathan.
Good, that adds comedy.
Slap the bass.
No. What is like, what does he say?
Why don't you get in my car and nothing but dreams?
When he's like, or when he calls him and he's like, I'll be there I'll see you at another time. And he's like, I'm very confused. That made no sense.
That movie's awesome.
Paul Rudd's amazing.
Yeah.
We started kissing, and yeah.
Why am I on the floor? Why did I'm just randomly on
Brian's
the floor.
Brian's drunk, and he's like,
Brian's praying to me and Kyle because we're the funny people on the podcast.
The hippie of the group.
After 10 seconds into the makeout session, she farted. It was capitalized bad, and it smelled like garbage left out in the sun for years. Before I continue, how do you know what that smells like? Did he just like.
Garbage left out for the heat.
Yeah, did he just like. Yo, I lived by this sewer plant.
See, I'm not saying that I want a girl that's, like, straight up gross and trashy, but I feel like he should be, like...
Considerate.
How dare you pass gas in my presence?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with this guy? If a girl farted in front of me, I would just laugh and, like...
Yeah, because, like, right here it says, I started to gag. While I was gagging, I managed to say it was okay. She ran away, and I haven't seen her since. Should I break up with her? You're a fucking
She just
asshole.
Broke up with you.
I feel like...
She cried and ran away, and the first thing comes to your mind is not like, oh, is she gonna be alright? It's like, oh, should I break up with that goopy bitch?
I'm imagining some, like, overly, like, full of himself prick who thinks, like,
obviously, he's trying to get
some... He starts
some,
gagging. I mean, come on.
He starts trying to make out with some girl after they trick-or-treated. You're not that cool if you go trick-or-treating. He's probably like...
This kid's probably like 14.
Yeah, probably didn't even make out. He probably like got to kiss her cheek.
He still thinks girls have cooties.
Yeah. I know. She started to kiss him, and then he like... That's what made him gag, I think, was the kissing.
Like I said, if a girl farted in front of me, I would not be
I saw her bra strap and just gag me, and I just...
Yeah. I know. Just the thought of like... Her wanting to touch me like sexually made me just like freak out. You're just a douche. I think that's the realization that I've come to. You're just a douche.
I cut my finger on this thing.
That's embarrassing. You should probably stop messing with that.
What is it?
It looks like a glass shard.
Why is it on your coffee table?
I don't know. Why are you touching my coffee table?
I'm not touching your coffee table.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to. Oh my god! Here comes Destiny's gate again. All
right, we need to.
This smells good.
It's like Devin's gate.
Davy's Gate.
Davy's Gate.
Devin's Gain, is that
what you said? It's a Davy's Gate.
That sounded like a really hurt.
Kyle's fapping over here.
Yeah, he's fapping his...
Brian can't hear.
Oh.
Well, here's a freestyle.
I just hate this question. So I'm gonna go.
Yo. So. Aardvark come, coldest thing you know. It's so cold, it's like zero below. Come so fast.
Brian, freestyle.
We should run the show off. It's getting late. Question is fucking stupid. I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. Then it doesn't have to run. It's a freestyle.
Oh.
All right. Well, I think we should probably end this because it's getting a little long.
That question was terrible.
Yeah, that question was
terrible. I'm getting a little long.
Hey-o.
It's because Brian won't stop touching you.
I'm taking that cat.
Yeah, you can take her. That's fine. I don't need another cat. We have already like 25. 20 of them are like, stuffed. We found on them.
By stuff, I mean dick wise.
What?
Alright. To the.
Alright, well, thank you for listening.
Shut up. Smelly vagina.